This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast for Direct Connect. Make your next move easy with Direct Connect.
And the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns has been kind enough to take our call, and he takes it right now, Tony Cochran. Welcome, Tony.
Good morning, man. How are we?
We're very good, thank you. It's a busy time. You've got Dion Prestia potentially going to Richmond, but I guess the name that has dominated discussion through this period has been Jager O'Meara. Where does it currently stand? Where do the negotiations currently sit with the Hawks? And what do you think would be a fair and commensurate deal to say goodbye to Jager, Tony?
Well, there's a good round of questions. firstly, where it sits right at the moment, Hawthorn yesterday afternoon proposed to us to exchange Jager for picks 10 and pick 48. From our point of view, that was a pretty easy exercise to reject. We've been incredibly consistent from the very first day Jager announced he was going to Hawthorn, wished to go to Hawthorn. And our consistency has been that we expect to be fully compensated for a player of this calibre. Everybody needs to remember we picked this young man for two top 10 draft picks when we did it, two, before he'd played a single game of AFL. Since then, he went on to win the Rising Star Award, and he is a quality player. Now, he's had some injury problems, but they're not part of this equation because we put a significant offer on the table to retain this young man because he's a real quality, he's a quality bloke as well as a quality footballer. So from our point of view, we expect to be properly compensated. And so far we haven't been. So we move on.
Hey, Tony, I agree with you that 10 and 48 just is not good enough for a player of O'Meara's standing in the game and what he can produce at AFL level in time. Do you still stand by your statement that you'd be willing to take nothing over pick 10 and 48 of what Hawthorn have offered?
The one thing about me, I'm incredibly consistent and I'm a man of my word. I have said from day one, we thought about it a lot before we issued the statement as a club, that if we weren't properly compensated here, then we would send this young bloke off to the draft. Because what I get people perhaps in down south, in Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, find a bit weird in that sense. But you've got to appreciate from our point of view, we're a very young club. We're really struggling, being honest. This is a tough environment to build a football club in up here. We're in the heartland of rugby league territory. Queensland's the dominant rugby league state. They've won everything for the last 10 years. So it's a time when we have to stand up and say, look, we're prepared to put the time, the effort, the money, the energy into these young blokes, but we can't afford the moment that they've got out of their contract, they all want to chuff off back to Melbourne or Adelaide or Perth. I mean, all we're going to do is be a training ground and a training exercise. And unfortunately for Hawthorn, they picked an appalling year to challenge us with somebody like an O'Meara. And what I mean by that is we're really overloaded with great draft picks this year. We've got a really strong year in the draft. So if we're ever going to make a stand, This was a great year in that regard.
Hey, Tony, do you believe Hawthorn are going to come back with a superior deal to what they've put forward, or do you feel they are a chance to walk away and say, this is the best we've got?
Well, firstly, I can't speak for Hawthorn, okay. So I don't know what they're going to do. But I can make an observation. If they were to do that, just walk away here, what a disgraceful way to treat Jager O'Meara. I mean, they've promised this bloke the world and they're going to hand him an atlas. You know, they've told him they're the greatest club, come to us, you know, you're a future star of the club, we've got great best medical in the world, we can solve all your knee problems, you know, our medical, you know, makes the Mayo Clinic look like it's second rate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they've talked the big game here and they've talked it up publicly for 6 or so weeks.
And you just touched on, you're saying there's big concerns for your football club. What about your inability to attract players to want to play there? Is that what you're getting at there, that senior players at other clubs have not wanted to come and play for the Gold Coast Suns?
Well, some have. You know, look, we we're a young club. We're a dot on the horizon compared to any other club pretty much in the competition, except with the exception of New South Wales and Queensland clubs. So, you know, it's a tough gig up here to attract people. And the best way we can attract people is we had to get our facilities sorted. We've done that. We opened our new $22 million T&A centre in January. So that was a big tick in what we had to overcome from the temporary ATCO huts we've been living in for 7 or 8 years. The second part of the equation is winning makes a big difference. If we can get ourselves into a position where we're winning and we look like and become part of finals, then obviously players will join in the belief that we've got around the place, that we're the real deal, and it'll be a lot easier to attract players then. But right at the moment, no good, I can say anything you like, no good bullshitting you. It's a tough gig.
Hey, Tony, are you resigned to losing Jager?
I'm not that sort of guy. I've never resigned. To the last 20 seconds of this period, I'll cross my fingers and hope somehow, miraculously, you know, he decides to stay with us. If you go back to his original statement, he said he was really torn about the decision to leave Gold Coast. And, he's got a great relationship with our players. He went away on the end of season trip to the US with them. He's got a terrific working relationship with the coaches and Rocket and everybody. So from that point of view, you know, you never say never. I never say never.
But, Tony, he was also disappointed with how you handled the last week of his time at Gold Coast. Wouldn't you admit to that? That he was disappointed? Absolutely. That he wasn't allowed to tell the players and you wanted to tell them before he could?
No, that's actually not true. Yes, he was disappointed that I took a strong stance. And I understand that. But as I said to him, I have to consider 127 people being left behind, not one who's going, because that's your role. You know, when you're present...
Tony, are you there? We may have lost him. So we may try and get Tony Cochran back on the line if possible. But a lot in that conversation... No, Tony, you still with us?
I can hear you.
Yeah, apologies there. We just we lost your line for a moment. So your response
to
that question...
The point that I was making is, look, I did take a tough stance at the time, and I don't resile from that tough stance. I have to look after 127 people left behind, not the one that's going. And when you're chairman or president of a club or chairman of anything, you know, what you have to do is act in the best interest of that entity. And it's not a popularity contest. I'm not trying to get voted to be most loved around the joint. In fact, that'd be hopeless in my case because I'd lose for sure. But the reality is I did take a tough stance. Now, I let him speak to the playing group before I did, so that part's wrong. Right. I said, by all means, you go in, you speak to the playing group, you say your piece, and then I'll speak to them. So he did that. He went in, he said his piece to the playing group, explained to them why he decided to leave, and he left, and then I gave my piece to the playing group.
Hey, Tony, Pierce Hanley is the only mature recruit that you've got from the Brisbane Lions so far into the organisation. What do you say to those people, certainly here in Victoria, that suggest and might buy into this notion that there's a poor culture at the football club? Is that an issue? Is that part of the reason why you're not able to entice mature players from other clubs?
A poor culture at the Gold Coast Football Club, you mean?
Yes.
No, well, that's completely fictitious. Certainly... During the Carmichael Hunt period, we had some real challenges, and that pretty much preceded my time. But the reality is we've made enormous inroads. I have to say, getting Rodney Eade as a coach has had a fantastic effect, not only on our playing group, but right across the club. I'm really happy with where our culture is at this point in time. We've worked very hard on it over the last 2 years, and... I don't think you'll find anybody within the club, including Jagger, who would say that we've got an issue with culture anymore. Well, I think we've got a very, very solid club in terms of that, and we're very focused now on what we want to achieve in the future.
Hey, Tony, is the expectation that the Dion Prestia deal will go through within the next 24 to 36 hours?
Yes, it is. I think we've worked very effectively with Richmond, and... I think we feel that we've arrived at a comfort position there, and I'm very confident that that deal will be signed and lodged today.
Hey, Tony, just before we let you go, I really appreciate you taking our call. Just going back to Jager O'Meara, pick 10 and 48 is on the table at the moment from Hawthorn. That's not good enough, and that's fair. Would another first-round draft pick, or would it be pick 10 plus a player from a third club if another party has to get involved, get the deal done? What would get it done from a Gold Coast Suns point of view?
Well, to be fair, we're kind of the seller, they're the buyer, so it's on the buyer's shoulders to come to us. They've had months to plan this. Months. So what I don't understand is they seem to have changed courses. They've put Jagger to the back of the queue. They've been doing all sorts of other things at Hawthorn, and there's been no focus on how to resolve a happy position for this guy who, you know, they've promised so much to.
Tony, I get a sense you're really, really frustrated and somewhat disappointed with the way that Hawthorn have gone about this opportunity in negotiation. Is that fair?
I think I'm frustrated. I'm a little bit, you know, I can understand the frustration and the concern of you know, Jagger O'Meara. You know, guy's only 22 years of age. He's a real talent. He's a quality bloke. And, you know, I'm a bit sorry it's all ended up this way. To be honest, I thought Hawthorn, being the professional club they would have listened to our initial position, would have come along with a very early draft pick and a player that we could accept, and we all would have gone on with life. But that's, you know, unfortunately that hasn't happened.
Well, we've got a day and a half to go, and we hope that this gets the deal done at some stage, and you get what you think is commensurate with a player of Jager O'Meara's ability and talent, and also Dion Prestia. Tony, we appreciate you joining us. Look forward to the Gold Coast Suns having a much better year in 2017.
As do I. Cheers, boys.